With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A proposal to federally recognize Montana's Little Shell Tribe advanced a step in the U.S. Senate today. The Senate Indian Affairs Committee unanimously approved the measure, which would also give the tribe 200 acres to use as a land base. Montana Senators John Tester and Steve Daines sit on that committee. Tester, a Democrat, said the Little Shell, quote, have been bounced around a bit by the bureaucracy, unquote.
And that is a gross understatement. The lineage is there. There's little doubt about that. And it's just a matter of getting them the recognition that they so much deserve. So I'd appreciate your support on that and want to thank Senator Daines for co-sponsoring that measure.
Senator Daines.
I'm glad we're passing this legislation early on this Congress and remain committed to its enactment into law.
The effort to federally recognize the Little Shell was closer than ever to becoming law last year, but Congress adjourned before that could happen. Little Shell Chairman Gerald Gray says the tribe now has several potential pathways to federal recognition, but Gray says one of them is the tribe's ace in the hole.
What we're really keeping our fingers crossed and very hopeful is Ryan Zinke being selected for the Secretary of the Interior. He could recognize us on his own.
Zinke, a Republican and Montana's lone congressional representative, is widely believed to be facing an easy confirmation vote in the full U.S. Senate. He's actively supported the Little Shell's fight for federal recognition. As lawmakers continue crafting the state's budget, officials with Montana's health department say the state's Medicaid programs need more funds to keep up with caseloads. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Marie Matthews with Montana's Department of Health and Human Services says a new estimate of Medicaid spending requires more money to come out of the state's general fund.
Original request was $24.1 million in general fund for the biennium. These updated projections are at $29.1 for the biennium.
She says this additional ask of $5 million could be a lot more if it weren't for the assistance of federal dollars. Matthews says because of the state's Medicaid expansion under the HELP Act, the federal government helps cover the state's Medicaid costs.
If we didn't have the HELP Act program, the amount that we would be requesting from you for the biennium for general fund would be $34 million higher.
The HELP Act, which was narrowly passed last legislative session, is funded in part by the Federal Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Matthews and other state health officials will brief lawmakers in more detail on the state's current Medicaid expansion numbers Thursday morning. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
Montana has more U.S. citizens on the streets after the state added two extra naturalization ceremonies due to a large number of citizenship applications. Montana typically has 12 naturalization ceremonies a year, but due to a spike in applications, officials added a Butte ceremony on Tuesday and a Missoula ceremony last week. Tuesday's ceremony naturalized 14 citizens from China, Cuba, Bulgaria, Hong Kong, Germany, Vietnam, the United Kingdom, Russia, New Zealand, and the Philippines. The Montana Supreme Court has upheld the deliberate homicide conviction of a Missoula man for shooting a German exchange student in his garage. Marcus Karma is serving a 70-year prison sentence for the April 2014 death of 17-year-old Diren Dede. Karma unsuccessfully argued jurors were not properly instructed about justifiable use of force and that pretrial news coverage biased the jury and the trial should have been held outside of Missoula. The Supreme Court rejected those arguments and others today. I'm Rachel Kramer.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Today, the first in a package of bills trying to address the high cost of air ambulances landed before lawmakers for a vote. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Representative Ryan Lynch, a Butte Democrat, says when someone takes an air ambulance ride that's out of their insurance network, it can end up costing tens of thousands of dollars. And patients don't always know who is or isn't in their network when they're life-flighted. Air ambulance companies sell memberships that, if a patient has one, covers the cost of their flight. But Representative Lynch says those memberships aren't regulated, and they need to be because they work like insurance. House Bill 73 would do that.
To the folks in our communities that are at work today that are raising families, this looks like an insurance product. It acts like an insurance product. It waives that balance bill.
Lynch's bill was approved and now requires one more vote in order to be sent over to the Senate for consideration. A second bill, Senate Bill 44, trying to address the cost of air ambulances, will get its first debate on the Senate floor Thursday. That bill would require insurance companies to either pay the cost for an air ambulance ride, negotiate a settlement, or fight an air ambulance company in court, preventing the patient from taking on the costs. In an earlier debate, some opponents of that bill said it would break federal law because states aren't allowed to regulate airlines, which includes air ambulances. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
Yellowstone National Park has started shipping hundreds of wild bison to slaughter for disease control, as a quarantine facility that could help spare many of the animals sits empty because of a political dispute. Park officials say 15 bison, originally slated for the quarantine on the Fort Peck Reservation, were instead loaded onto trailers this morning and sent to slaughter. Western Montana's in it for yet another round of winter weather, including heavy snow, rain, and even some freezing rain. National Weather Service meteorologist Travis Booth says this latest storm is moving into the region right now.
Initially, we're going to see fairly widespread snowfall for some of the lower valleys. It'll be a fairly light snowfall, just several inches. In northwest Montana, the valley locations up there will probably see more like 4 to 8 inches of snowfall.
That's on top of the several feet that fell in northwest Montana earlier this week. The Blackfeet Nation is still digging out from that storm that dumped over 4 feet of snow in Glacier County. Booth says the tribe could get another 8 to 10 inches tonight, along with some strong winds. The weather pattern takes yet another turn starting tomorrow morning with a brief period of freezing rain.
And then for most of the valleys, there'll be that transition over to just rainfall during the day on Thursday. The temperatures for the valley locations, such as the Bitterroot, Missoula Valley, will be in the 40s to perhaps even the low 50s for Hamilton.
And that, says Booth, could lead to increased snowmelt and minor flooding. Roofs on homes in northwest Montana may now be getting overloaded with wet, heavy snow and rain. The long-term forecast through next week is calling for a return to cooler temperatures and valley inversions.